savings, but...
Ali's birthday today.
Mate, you don't have to keep mentioning it. Okay, sorry. All right. Okay. Look, we're very... well, we're quite similar. Thank you, though, I should say. We're quite similar in the regard of... We don't need a big fuss made of ourselves.
No, look, for me, the only stipulation I'd love for birthdays is work gives you time off without delving into your personal leave. It should be just a gift from the company to go and enjoy your day as a thank you for you existing.
Yeah, you want the day off. I mean, you're taking the day off birthday, which is next Tuesday.
Leaving you with everything.
Yeah, thanks very little for that.
After 5 months together,
it's your birthday.
Time for you to do the whole thing on your own.
Yeah, I'm not someone that needs the big fanfare. I mean, I think it's nice for the milestones, maybe have a celebration, but... I certainly, you know what, I've got three brothers and all of my three brothers are far more high maintenance than me when it comes to birthdays.
So what do they want?
Oh, they're just always ringing and saying, oh, what's everyone doing for each other's birthdays and all this. I don't know. I think maybe I'm just a bit busier than them. So I'm just like, I don't have time. Whereas they're always ringing me and they know what my standard answer is going to be every single time.
Wine and noodle box?
Whether it's my birthday or one of the kids' birthdays. No, they say, oh, what are we doing? Have you got any plans for your birthday? Yeah. And I just say, I haven't even thought about it. That is my response every single time because I don't.
So you haven't even thought about
it? I don't have anything planned for today. I'm getting my tyres changed. That's what I'm doing today for my birthday.
You know? As long as someone else is paying for it.
Well,
that's
my
a
girlfriend Mon, she messaged me the other day. So she said, what are you doing for your birthday? Do you want to go and have dinner? So I think I'm going to do that with her and my two daughters, Josie and Queenie. That's it.
And I can rest assured
Josie and Lulu, I should say.
Here at Zinc, we will not be celebrating anyway whatsoever. We will not be marking the day. There's no staff get together. I think the boss likes to do it once a month with a cake that's shared between, you know, five people.
Yep.
And that's another bone of contention. You don't need to celebrate at work because you don't need people at work weighing in with their disingenuous about giving you a toss about the day you were born.
I think that's nice. But you know why? Because I actually really like celebrating other people's birthdays. I love making a fuss of someone, giving them a big cuddle and a kiss and saying happy birthday and having a cake. And I like making a fuss of them. I don't need to be made a fuss of, that's for sure.
That won't happen today, I can guarantee
you. Yeah, no. Hey, mate, tell me something I don't know. But I'm fine with that. I do like making a fuss of other people. What did you say before earlier today? You reckon that people only turn up at the cake and the sausage rolls.
That's right.
For the food, not for you.
But they put it on in the boardroom. That's all they go for because... Well, let's face it, that's all I ever went for.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Do not tarnish other people and me with your Scrooge brush. There you go.
Nicely said. Nicely said.
Happy birthday next week, Bilko.
Anyway, thank you. So it's okay I'm taking a day off? Because I insisted you take today off, being your birthday, but you said, no, I'm not going to do it.
I'm not taking the day off. I'd rather wait until it's school holidays or something, have a day off then with the kids.
Yeah. Hey, Zinc family, answer me this. Should companies, as a gratis or a way of a gift, give you the day off for your birthday? I mean, just a little bit of fun.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Right. Yes, I like it.
What are you saying, Narelle? What are you saying about this?
Oh, I miss saying happy birthday to Ali and happy birthday for you next week.
Thank you.
But
as far as working, I was born on a public holiday, so unless I worked shift work, I got it off all the time.
You get it off every year. When's your birthday?
Oh, horrible time, the 26th of December.
Christmas party.
Do you hate having your birthday then?
I do.
Yeah, you would have missed out. I feel sorry for the kids because they never get to have their birthday at school and have the class sing happy birthday to them.
Oh, it's not that. Either we get together on Christmas Day or we get together on my birthday.
Yeah.
And so if it was on your birthday, you'd say, oh, well, we'll give you your Christmas present then. If we got together for Christmas, they'd give me my birthday present then.
Yeah.
As long as they differentiate it, Narelle, that's all we're worried
about. Did you get combined presents all the time?
Oh, no. They just said, oh, while you're here, this is your birthday present.
Good one.
Yeah. I think anyone who's got a birthday sort of in that December period should be able to have the mid-year birthday as well.
Oh, exactly. Phil, hello, brother.
How are you, mate? Ellie?
Yes, Phil?
Happy birthday, darling. And I'm going to give you a big hug and a kiss over the phone.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. Come on, bring it on. Let me hear it.
should have been louder.
You're so beautiful, Phil.
Hey, answer the question, Phil. Workplaces, should they give you a day off for your birthday regardless, gratis?
Mate, yes and no, really.
That's it on the fence.
Yeah, it is another day. When's your birthday, Phil?
I've just had mine. I'm on the 2nd of May.
Oh, well, happy birthday for the 2nd of May.
Yeah, darling, I've done nothing. just here by myself.
Well, it sounds like me, Phil. I wish we had known it was your birthday then. We would have called you. It's in my calendar now.
We know now, brother.